Get the perfect fit at the New Balance store.
We know you're busy, so let Tunis Restaurant at 7400 103rd Street help out. Tunis Restaurant, just west of I-295, offers dine-in or takeout. The original Kronos Euros, oysters, shrimp, fish, wings, and more. It's all at the original Tunis Restaurant. A pound of gizzards or livers is just $4.99, 30 jumbo shrimp for $9.99. Check out our new Sidewinder fries. Special discounts for military, first responders, and school employees. The Original Tunis Restaurant, open 7 days a week. Check us out on Facebook at ZBestTheOriginal.
Talk 100.3 FM, traffic and weather.
On I-95 South, when you get to the Martin Luther King Parkway exit, there's an accident currently blocking three lanes. On I-10 East at County Road 125, there's been a wreck. And at 295 South at Blanding Boulevard, a crash is blocking one lane of the on-ramp. Mostly cloudy today with a 10% chance of rain. Our high will be 81. Tonight, cloudy with a low of 55.
You can text Lillian McDermott or leave her a voicemail at 407-373-5959. Once again, here's Lillian.
Welcome back to the Lillian McDermott Radio Show, where I am loving my time, our time, with Mary Davis, the author of Everyday Spirit. This is a daily meditation, a daily workbook, whatever you want to call it, but it's daily. So you read a little bit at a time. For those of you who say, oh, who has time to read? I spend most of my time doing research, and so reading to me is not the most appealing thing, but this is beyond that. This is about having a moment with your spirit. You know, we are mind, body, spirit. We're not just a body, and we're not just a career. We're not just, you know, a relationship. We're not just a mom or a dad or a worker. There's so many aspects of us that we ignore. And when you tap into your spirit, it's amazing how depression goes away, how anxiety goes away. There, when you start filling this, what Gary Chapman calls your love bucket, when you start filling that, your love bucket, it's amazing how balance happens. But I have to really train myself to grab the book prior to grabbing my cell phone. Everyday Spirit, be the seventh caller or texter, 407-373-5959. Mary, I am loving our time together. I told Mary, I saw her on at the beginning of the week, and I said to Mary, oh, Mary, my biggest regret of meeting you. And she was like, what? It's like not taking a picture with you, but we'll have to do a do-over. How about that, Mary?
Let's do it. We live close enough. We should.
And that was so quick, wasn't it? Yes. And so we're talking about the book Everyday Spirit. And as I am living every day with you, it is amazing how your experience becomes a metaphor in my life. It becomes how is this a part of my life today? Where can I implement maybe a random act of kindness or maybe being grateful for the losses of my life? And, you know, what am I holding on to? So let's talk about what you were hoping as you were creating this book would happen, because you're going through the experience of your book too, right?
Yes, absolutely. I am doing it with you. What was I hoping? I was hoping that it would be comfort. I was hoping that it would offer strength. I was hoping that I was honest to my experience. And as I saw the simple wisdom of life, you know, all of us have a unique perspective on things, and mine is just one of a million, but it is a perspective of let's look at these ordinary blessings. Let's look at the small things of this day and make it the precious gift that it is. So I think it was just to be an inspiration in a gentle way, and to remind us that when we lead from spirit, you were talking about mind, body, spirit. I think we operate a lot in mind and body, mm-hmm. and our world asks that of us a lot. Yes. Mm-hmm. And once we train ourselves to integrate spirit into every day, we remind ourselves over and over again to lead from a higher perspective. That's when we start getting into the flow of grace. We resist less. We start listening to our intuition. Life becomes more full, more joyful, more meaningful, and more peaceful.
Absolutely. So I do a lot of shows on health and wellness, and I focus a lot on holistic, integrative, functional. And I've had doctor after doctor, and this is also in PubMed.gov. So in PubMed.gov, which is more, you know, the publishings are from all doctors. It says from 60 to 85%, this is an allopathic study for an ER, that 60 to 85% of people that go to the ER do not have anything wrong with them physically. And what they've concluded is that there is a trauma that has happened in the life that has lived in their body. And so I've had the doctors that come on the show that are more integrative, functional, holistic, they come on and say, no, 85, you know, for allopathic, that's really good, but it's really 99% of all disease. The root cause is trauma that gets trapped in the body. So Dr. Lee Cowden said, you know, if we were to just heal the spirit, the body would heal naturally. The body, and you give the body what it needs. So you heal the trauma. You go through whatever it is you need to go through so that you can get to that other side that we're going to talk about. The other side of the grief is joy. You know, we talk about the shadow side of what's good could be evil, but what could be evil, there's maybe a light side of that, which is what is good. What good comes from whatever was either intentional or not intentional. How do we release that? And so with your book and the people that, the healing of the everyday spirit or healing your spirit, do you feel as you wrote this that you had a release with everything or most everything that you were trying to let go of when you walked into that building, that cabin, that beautiful cabin?
Yes. And in that, about what the doctors were saying about how we can heal ourselves if we address these traumas of the spirit too, is within us, when we are quiet, when we take those moments of quiet to stop, that's when we get the answers. That's when things come gently to us. That's when we know what the next step is to take in the healing. Sometimes we don't even know what that is until we stop. And we have everything we need within us to find the answers that we seek and the joy that we seek. Mm-hmm. And sometimes with losses, it's not like there's a moment when you're over it. It's that it can coexist with a new joy. Mm-hmm. That maybe the loss is part of me, and in part of that, I have to honor the path that I had to walk to get here. Mm-hmm. And they can live within me. They can all live there. But today, I choose to look at the beauty and the grace and the joy and the light. That's where I can choose to be. And that is where the healing begins.
Yes, yes. And we can choose to say, I'm curious about what's on the other side. What's on the other side? I'm curious. Let me just explore it a little
just
bit.
Peek. Let's just look peek. There for a moment.
Let me just peek.
The thought.
So let's peek into the book, shall we? I remember shedding a little tear when, was it the possum or was it the raccoon that died? In
a skunk.
It was a skunk, yes, that you even, and I just love that even you could, I even cried for a skunk for you. So let's talk about the story about the skunk in the book, Everyday Spirit. And by the way, 407-373-5959, be the seventh caller or texter and win a free copy of this book. Mm-hmm. So let's talk about the story of the skunk, shall we?
Well, Samantha, like many of the other animals, came, it was so funny. She was just started walking toward my writing window one day, right directly for me. During the day, which is not a time when skunks are out, and she was limping. And so I noticed her. She came right to the window below the window, and I could really see her beauty. And I thought how no one really has much nice to say about skunks. You know, they're not appreciated very much, and they're very humble animals. And the next day, she did the same thing. She came to visit straight for the window, and then she laid down in a pile of leaves. And I went out and spoke with her and told her that she could go off to skunk heaven, and it was okay to go. And she dragged herself over to the compost heap where she later died. And I thought that, how do we know, you know, in our lives, the most humble among us might be the greatest of spirits? And we really need to approach all beings with a sense of reverence and love and compassion, no matter what walk of life they come in, no matter how they come in dressed, no matter who they come in, what role they come in playing, that we are all equals on a soul level, and we all have something to learn from each other.
I love that story. For those of you who want to learn more about Mary Davis, you can go to everydayspirit.net. You can also find her on Facebook at Everyday Spirit 1. That's the number 1. And be the seventh caller or texter, 407-373-5959, and get your free copy of this wonderful book. Mary Davis, our time has come to an end on the radio, but not on Facebook Live. We're going to explore everybody that's there. Thank you so much for being on today, and I look forward to our next conversation.
Thank you, Lily. It was a joy to be with you today.
And please remember, I'll be right here waiting for you worldwide at whenyouneedafriend.com. This is Lillian McDermott wishing you love, peace, joy, and unexpected abundance. Make it the best day ever. Good job.
The opinions and advice expressed on the Lillian McDermott Radio Show are intended for the individual callers and guests on the program and are presented to our wider audience solely for general educational purposes. Please act responsibly and consult personally with your own medical, psychological, or nutritional expert before taking any steps to improve your life.
To learn more about becoming a sponsor, call me at 407-373-5959. That's 407-373-5959. This is Lillian McDermott, and I'll be right here waiting for you. Teens whose parents drive distracted are twice as likely to also drive distracted. Our children look up to us. They pick up our habits, good and bad. What behaviors are you teaching your children while you drive? Eating, texting, putting on makeup? What distractions would you give up if it meant saving your child's life? Be the driver you want your teen to be. End distracted driving. Visit ndd.org to learn more. This is Lillian McDermott, and I'm glad FM 100.3 The Biz cares about you. The Lillian McDermott Radio Show has brought great teachers who have taught us that our bodies can heal naturally and without toxicity. Not everyone has access to this information, and insurance does not pay for holistic therapies. After learning this truth, I started a foundation. McDermott Holistic Healing Foundation is in its infancy and can use your help. Go to McDermottHolisticHealingFoundation.org, register, donate, and heal. McDermottHolisticHealingFoundation.org is here for you.
You can text Lillian McDermott or leave her a voicemail at 407-373-5959. Once again, here's Lillian.
Welcome back to the Lillian McDermott Radio Show, where we always learn and grow together. Today's teachers are Mark and Kim Ramirez. We're starting with Mark's story because that was the story that was shared in the documentary Eating You Alive. And of all the stories, I mean, every single story touched my heart. But when I knew that someone that is Spanish like me, that grew up the same way that I did, and I have seen the devastation in certain families, including my own, of what poor nutrition can do, I thought, let's talk not only to all my listening friends, but to the Hispanic community as well. Mis amigos, mi familia Latina, that we are also susceptible to this, that what it's not our DNA that we inherit so much, because we can rule that. What we inherit are the family recipes that are handed down from generation to generation to generation. So Mark, I want to continue with your story, because you talked about your mother having diabetes for 33 years and having 8 brothers and sisters. Or is it 8 total, or did you have?
Yeah, 8 total.
Okay, 8 total. And then one by one, except a sister, came down with the same diagnosis. But let's talk a little bit more of all the things, all the devastation in your family due to this diagnosis of diabetes.
Yeah, so my mother passed away in 2002 after battling diabetes for 33 years. And like I mentioned before, ever since I can remember, she was first, it was popping pills, right? Since mm-hmm. I was a little kid, I remember her taking medications for diabetes. Mm-hmm. And as the years went on, then it was more medications, higher dosages, starting insulin shots, right? And then you get to a point where She's having problems with her vision. She's having, she also ended up with high blood pressure, high cholesterol, so more chronic illness being piled on to the diabetes. And then ultimately, she did have a heart attack. She ended up having two heart attacks before she passed, but she had a kidney transplant. And you mentioned I had one sister out of all of the eight brothers and sisters in my family, one sister who has not battled diabetes, but she was the one who donated one of her kidneys to my mother. So no diabetes for her, but yet she's still impacted by this terrible disease. So my mother, in her 33 years, she had a kidney transplant, two heart attacks. She was legally blind for many years. She did dialysis for many years. And ultimately, just the last 15 or so, 20 years of her life, it was just this existence of poor health, you know, not being able to see the transplants, the dialysis. And it was just not fun to see her in that condition. And, you know, that's my mother. I also have a little brother, Martin. Martin is 45 years old. He'll be 46 years old in January. So he was diagnosed at a very young age with diabetes as well. He's 13 or 14 years old. Now he's, 45 now. So he's had it for over 30 years, but he has had a pancreas and kidney transplant. He's been legally blind since 2004. He's been on dialysis since 2011 because the one kidney that they did give him ended up failing when they had to amputate his right leg. Mm-hmm. You know, he had to stop certain medications, and so they ended up with an amputation. But he's just had, you know, a multitude of issues with his health over this his journey. My twin brother Joe, he's been diabetic for approximately 17 years or so. High blood pressure, high cholesterol. My little sister Sandra, diabetic about 15 years. Insulin shots, high blood pressure, high cholesterol. My oldest sister Carol. You know, when she saw what Kim and I did with our lifestyle and how we were able to reverse all this chronic illness, ended up changing her lifestyle and ended up being able to eliminate her diabetes medications. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, it's amazing. But then you, as you, before you found out about the lifestyle that you, you know, the eating a whole food, plant-based lifestyle, you yourself was diagnosed with diabetes. Well, how were you feeling? And let's talk a little bit about all the conditions that you were experiencing at the time.
Yeah. So in 2002, the same year my mother passed, that's the same year, Lillian, that I was diagnosed with diabetes. Mm-hmm. And I was expecting it. I was not shocked. I was not surprised because, as you mentioned earlier, I thought DNA, this is in my DNA. It's in my genetics. There's nothing I can do to control this, right? So we're just bracing for impact. And unfortunately, in 2002, I was given that diagnosis. So we start with medications, metformin. We start at 500 milligrams. And then as the years go on, the dosages increase. Sure. I end up taking more medication, Januvia, medication forcing your pancreas to secrete more insulin.
Yeah.
And then ultimately, hey, you have high blood pressure. Let me give you a medication for that. You have high cholesterol, yet another medication. And ultimately, my glucose levels were just out of control to the point where I needed insulin. So now I'm on insulin, two other diabetes oral meds, as well as the high blood pressure, high cholesterol. So five different medications that I'm on. I'm 43 years old. And every year that goes by, I'm feeling worse and worse from a medical and physical standpoint.
Yeah. And I'm sure that a lot of people that are listening and maybe watching on Facebook Live right now are probably saying, gosh, that sounds like me. That sounds like me. So at what point, I mean, you're having all these different symptoms and side effects from the same treatment that is supposed to help you with diabetes is causing side effects and is making you feel worse. At what point do you say, I am worth more? I'm going to take over. I'm going to try something different. What happened at that moment?
So it's interesting, in that decade of being sick for 10 years, I had tried counting carbs, counting calories, portion control, you know, eat less, exercise more, tried all these different tactics. And I saw a little bit of success, you know, lost a little weight with some of these, but it was just something I could never sustain long term.
Yeah.
And so ultimately, Kim and I ended up watching a documentary by the name of Forks Over Knives. Mm-hmm. I'm sure you're familiar.
Yes.
So we saw that documentary. We read Dr. Neil Barnard's Program for Reversing Diabetes, and taking those two actions and wrapping our arms around that, hey, maybe it is the food. We need to fix the food and eating this new plant-based lifestyle. So Kim and I said, well, we've tried everything else. Let's try this. Yeah. And once we did, on December, once we saw that documentary and read Dr. Neil Barnard's book, and those happened relatively quickly, back to back, then Kim and I, on December 3rd of 2011, we adopt a whole food plant-based lifestyle. And within days, Lillian, I see my glucose levels starting to plummet. I'm losing between 5 and 7 pounds a week. And my energy levels are coming up. And I'm just starting to feel this new sense of health. And this was where Kim and I, you know, where I had tried the various tactics in the past. Now I'm really seeing a difference in how I feel and how I, and just the whole energy levels and everything around me. So I just had to, I said, well, this is working great. It seems to be going good. Let me just keep on this path. And lo and behold, staying on this course for 2 months, in 2 months, I was able to eliminate all five of those medications, my insulin shots and all four pills. And in 3 months, I had shed 50 pounds. That got me down to 210 pounds. And that, you know, I played football at Michigan. Like you mentioned earlier, I was 305 pounds when I played. I was a right guard. And the last time I weighed 210 pounds, I was in seventh grade. So today, 7 years later, in January, it'll be 7 years that I've eliminated all those medications. I'm still 210 pounds. My weight has stayed stable. And I eat a lot of food. We just eat a whole food.
He does eat a lot of food.
Yeah, I understand. So here we go. But I wanna say, I said earlier, behind every successful man, there is a beautiful, bright, intelligent, and talented woman. And so for the most part, I would say that is true. I don't want to be biased because I am a woman. And so I want to shift and I want to acknowledge Kim right now, because sometimes when we're in a relationship, the spouse or the significant other tries to sabotage because they don't want to go on this journey with you. And so they like their comfort zone. And that's when the battle begins. But instead, Miss Kim, you decided that you were going to go on this journey with your husband. Is that something that you made a decision, or is this something you wanted all along?
You know, for years, I tried to get him to eat better. And I got some resistance from him. So when he finished watching Forks Over Knives and he looked at me and said, I want to try this, I was elated. I was so happy. And I decided to just do everything I could to support him. I thought, okay, now I have to do research and figure out what kind of foods I can make and that we can share that will help him on this path. So I was thrilled that he wanted to try this. We worked together and tried a bunch of different recipes. I did research online. We bought different cookbooks. And it wasn't as difficult as it might seem. It really isn't. In fact, in a lot of ways, it simplified our lives.
It does.
Yeah, you know, I just want to comment on what you said earlier, Lillian, about Kim. Kim is my rock. I mean, she does the majority of the cooking. Yeah. She does a ton of research that helps us, you know, stay on course. But really, some of my friends, one of my best friends, Greg Skrepnik, who is also on this path, and we've helped him a ton. But he said, Mark, you have the Kim factor, because she really does. She is my rock, and she is awesome and really does a ton to help not only me, but so many others as well.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. But again, you know, and I've seen this time and time again as a life coach, many people come to me because they want something, right? But then when you start digging deeper, there's emotional traumas that they need to deal with. There's, you know, there's sabotage in their life that they need to deal with. There's so much that's going on. And especially when there's a relationship, you know, if one goes kicking and screaming, they sabotage the other. But Kim, I want to focus on a word that you said. I wanted Mark to eat better. And so you were encouraging him to eat better, but I thought I ate better. I thought because I wasn't eating certain things that I was eating better, until I was challenged on my show to go raw vegan, although I'm not raw vegan, but at the time I was challenged to go raw vegan for a month. And I did it after like 2 or 3 days, I'm like, wow, I feel really good. But it wasn't that I felt bad. It's that I did not know there was better. I did not know I could feel better. And so with that in mind, were you... by the way, I ate raw vegan for 3 years and it was wonderful for me, but it didn't support me after a while. And then I became nutritarian. I eat more of I focus on nutrients. And so with that in mind, were you eating better? Have you found yourself eating better? Share a little bit about your story and your journey.
Oh, sure. I used to think that, you know, eating turkey burgers was a good solution. It's so much better than having a regular hamburger.
Yes.
And I thought that things like that made sense and that I was doing great because, you know, I would go to a restaurant and order spaghetti with olive oil and garlic. So I did change the way I thought about food, too. Like, I think I went from better to best, really.
Yes. Exactly. But you were also dealing with some health issues. You have seen improvement in yourself. So it doesn't have to be, you know, someone that is like 50 pounds overweight. This is a little shift that you can make, and that you'll see things that were on your body that didn't need to be there. So share a little bit about that.
Sure. I used to get.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Chief Justice John Roberts joining the Supreme Court's four liberals and putting Louisiana's abortion clinic law on hold, pending a full review. Targeting climate change, the so-called Green New Deal, unveiled by some congressional Democrats, is coming under fire by Republicans as a costly fantasy that would wreck the economy. Acting Attorney General Matthew Whitaker will be taking the hot seat later this morning in an appearance before the House Judiciary Committee. On Wall Street this morning, futures pointing to a lower open later on. Right now, Dow futures are down about 111 points. The blue chip index currently at 25,020. The S&P futures down 13 points, and NASDAQ futures 51 points in the red, ahead of this morning's opening bell on Wall Street. More details at srnnews.com.
Testing, testing, 1, 2. Can you say something into the mic?
Red leather, yellow leather, the tip of the tongue, the top of the teeth.
All right, what's this for?
It's a life insurance company. Ethos?
Oh, okay.
You know, I looked this up last night. No joke, ended up applying for life insurance.
No way.
Yeah, seriously. I didn't have life insurance and always heard it was so complicated and time-consuming, but this was easy.
Oh, nice.
It took only a few minutes to apply. You get a quote right away, pick your policy, and answer some questions, all in 10 minutes. It wound up being affordable, too. And you know what? I feel good to have finally gotten covered for my family.
Wow, what's it called again?
Ethos, but the website is ethoslife.com.
Well, okay, it's in my notes. Ready to do this?
Yeah, wait, doesn't that red light mean we've been on the air the whole time?
Yep.
Well, I said it already, but here it goes.
Get a free instant quote and submit your application within minutes at ethoslife.com. That's ethoslife.com.
Talk 100.3 FM, traffic and weather.
On I-95 south at the Martin Luther King Parkway exit, we're seeing heavy delays due to a crash. Two lanes are blocked. At 295 south at Blanding Boulevard, another crash is causing big backup there. And at 295 north at US 17, look out for another accident. Mostly cloudy today with a 10% chance of rain. Our high will be 81. Tonight cloudy with a low of 55.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
I'm Clayton Bromberg, the president of Underwoods, and I have some interesting information if you're interested in owning a quality diamond. We did some research on the internet to see how diamonds price on various websites like Blue Nile. What we found were diamonds of the same weight, color, clarity, had pretty different prices. Generally, that has something to do with how the diamonds cut, but the only way to see these diamonds was to buy them. So we did a price comparison on the diamonds we could tell were nicely cut, and what we found was our prices for beautifully cut Underwood diamonds were the same as theirs. So if you're interested in diamonds and want real expert help, real quality and value, and don't want to pay just to look at a diamond, come by Underwoods. And remember, when a diamond comes from us, you get all the services, assurances, and guarantees the people of North Florida have learned to expect for over 80 years. At Underwoods, our brand is a promise, and it's one we keep. In San Marco, Avondale, and the Shops of Pontevedra.
You can text Lillian McDermott or leave her a voicemail at 407-373-5959. Once again, here's Lillian.
Welcome back to the Lillian McDermott Radio Show, where you can hear us worldwide at whenyouneedafriend.com. I'm your host, Lillian McDermott, and it is my goal that we go through life with childlike wonder, that everybody in front of you is a teacher. Learn something from them. You know, there's like, I know something you don't know. Well, it's true for the person that's in front of you too. So I want to encourage everybody to use this show as something they could be curious and consider, as opposed to critical, which is a lot of the times the people want to change their lifestyle for the better. As Kim said, I wanted him to eat better. Many people, what they do so that they don't look at what you're doing as better, they end up criticizing. And instead of saying, huh, let me be curious about this. Oh, he lost 50 pounds. He released 50 pounds in 3 months and got off all his medications. And well, let me criticize him for doing that. So that is how we hurt ourselves. Instead of being curious and consider, we become critical. So today's show is about how our DNA is totally controlled by the way we think, we feel, we act. And those decisions that we make impact if we turn on or off our DNA. And so I want to encourage you, this is the conversation we have on the show all the time. So I want to encourage you to go to whenyouneedafriend.com. Like today on Facebook Live, we already have Deidre. Thank you so much. I think that's your name. I hope I didn't mess it. She's got a question for you, the two of you. So, but this is the conversations that we have where we help each other. Enough, enough. My registered service mark is you can take a pill or you can take responsibility. It's not that I am against taking the pill short term. You might need it. I don't know. But if you take ownership and say, I'm going to change the way I eat for the better, but what is better? Because many of us think better is instead of going to Chick-fil-A, now I'm going to go get Burger King. So that may not be something that, you know, comparing apples to oranges, maybe, I don't know. We want to compare steak to greens. That's maybe what we want to do, or beans. So we have Mark and Kim Ramirez here on the show. But while I'm encouraging you to go to whenyouneedafriend.com, please become a subscriber. When you subscribe, you get my 90-day challenge to self-love ebook, and the shows, the audio of the show gets sent to you in the blog. And then while you're at whenyouneedafriend.com, I want to ask that you please follow me on Facebook, on YouTube. You can become a subscriber there on YouTube. When you do that, the show is also sent to you. So you get the on and off the air conversations, and you can watch the show over and over again. It is yours to do whatever you want to do with it. And so I want to encourage you to not only be a part of this movement of 100% ownership for your life, I would like for you to check out my sponsors, because without my sponsors, there would be no show. So I want to encourage you to check out my sponsors, figure out ways that you can support them the way that they are supporting us. And there's also podcasts. So if you're a podcast and you go subscribe there, and the show gets sent to you whenever it's scheduled. And as always, you can call or text your questions or suggestions at 407-373-5959. So today we're talking to Kim and Mark Ramirez of Chickpea and Beans. And so we have a question for the two of you. So thank you so much for sharing your story on the air. I want to talk a little bit more about the action, because first it's the thought, then it's the feeling, then it's the action. So we've gone beyond that. We know the reason why we are worth more than a piece of meat. And so let's talk about a whole food, plant-based lifestyle and what that entails. Who would like to answer that? Kim?
Yeah. So basically,
oh, Mark.
Yeah, a whole food, plant-based lifestyle. What it is, you know, some people may know it as vegan, and whole foods. I like vegan. I like plant-based whole foods. There's a couple different terminologies, but so really we eat no animal foods whatsoever. So in 7 years, it'll be 7 years, December 3rd, in just a few days, that Kim and I have not eaten any products from that come from or are part of an animal. So meat, dairy, fish, eggs, none of that. And we stick to a whole food. So when you think about that word, whole food, so it's foods that are the minimally or the least amount processed possible, right? Mm-hmm. So all the fruits, all the vegetables. Now, grains and legumes, those are the other two food groups that we eat from. Those you need to cook, right? The grains and the legumes. But those are the four main food groups that we eat from. So it's fruits, mm-hmm. all the fruits, all the vegetables, all the grains, and all the legumes that you can think of in any combination. Mexican, Italian, all Indian. You can make any dish and make it whole food, plant-based. And we also try to minimize and eliminate the oils everywhere we can, just because all oils, coconut oil, olive oil, to us, they're so processed, they're 100% fat, they're not good for our endothelial lining of our cardiovascular system. And the bottom line is, you can clean your dishes much easier when you're not using oil all over your food. It really is good to eliminate those. But we eat those foods. And when people ask me, I'm Mexican. I grew up eating enchiladas and tacos and fajitas. And guess what? I still eat all of those foods. They're just plant-based, right? I get veggie fajitas, right? Mm-hmm. I get them steamed with all the spices. We still eat pizza. We still, all the foods that we've loved in the past, the burgers, and you can still eat those foods, just they're made out of plant foods as opposed to animal foods.
Yeah, and when we first started, the tricky thing for me was planning our meals without the meat, because when I used to think about meat being dinner, I would think, okay, are we having beef tonight or chicken? And when that was gone, I literally stood in our kitchen feeling lost. I was like, well, now that center piece of my dinner plate is gone, I don't know what to do. And a trick I found that helps is to think about ethnic foods. Instead of wondering, should we have beef or chicken tonight? I thought to myself, are we going to have Italian or Mexican food tonight? Yeah. And that gave me a starting point. And then I think, okay, if we have pasta, how am I going to make plant-based pasta tonight? And then I would build around that idea. Or if we're going to have Mexican, let's have tacos. What kind of tacos can we make? So that's a tip that might help people who feel lost at first, is instead of thinking about the starting point as the meat, think with your starting point as what type of ethnic food should I have?
Very good. Very good.
A little tip to help people when they first start out, because you can feel a little lost at first, but then it just becomes habit and it becomes easier and easier.
Yeah. And just any meal you eat today, any meal that you are eating right now, you can think of how you can veganize that. How can I eliminate the meats and dairy products, and what can I substitute for that? Beans, and what other foods can I put in there? All the veggies, etc. So, but bottom line is, anything you're eating today, you can still eat. Just take out the meat and dairy, and bring in some other foods that you enjoy. So.
Okay, so I love the whole food plant-based, because I think that gives you a little bit more of a image of a picture of what you eat, because people think, because I've met a lot of unhealthy vegans. I've eaten foods that are vegans that are very, very unhealthy, full of oils, full of process, because the vegan industry is doing the same thing to the vegan industry as the standard American diet has done to our traditional foods. And so let's talk about oils, sugar, all the honey and all the agave and all the stevias and all the sweeteners and all those things that can just be substituted with the whole plant. So Mark, would you like to address that?
Yeah. So all of the items you just mentioned, right? When we, and I love your point, Oreos are vegan. Nutter butters are vegan. Most beers are vegan. Most French fries are vegan. If you base your vegan diet around those kinds of foods, to your point, you can be just as big and just as sick as a non-vegan. Vegan does not equate health. And that's why, again, while I appreciate that they're not harming animals and helping our planet, they should also try to help themselves and their own health, right? Don't leave that most, that's also a very important component to those three pillars, that we look at: the planet, the animals, and your own individual health, right? Yeah. So while we're eating these foods, let's try and make sure that we're giving our bodies the most nutrients possible. But the bottom line is, when we are looking at these foods, sugar, salt, and fat, right? When you look at the foods that are out there, if it says low fat, it's going to be loaded with sugar and salt. And if it says it's low in sugar, it's going to have a ton of fat and salt. And if it's low salt, it's going to. They are tapping into those three ingredients to tap that dopamine in our brain that says, I love that. Give me more.
Yeah.
And so that's why we try to minimize and avoid all those parts, the stevia, if we're going to try and sweeten something, we might try and sweeten it with some dates, right?
I love module dates. Right? Yep.
So we try to sweeten it with fruit. You know, fruit never tasted so sweet now that we don't eat the stevias and the artificial sweeteners. So these are all things that people can do to try and continue to sweeten foods. Yeah. Just use the real fruit.
It's amazing how food changes the taste buds. Like if you're eating a lot of sugars and oils, it really coats your taste buds and we don't taste the same foods. And start reading the labels. There are no, other than the ingredients you put into a whole food plant-based meal, there are no chemicals that you can't pronounce. And so those are some of the things that let's take, while we're on the break, let's talk about some of the recipes that were at the table at the Ramirez family. And we're going to continue our conversation with Kim and Mark Ramirez when we return worldwide at whenyouneedafriend.com. We'll be right here waiting for you.
I'll be right here, right here waiting for you.
With you every night through the long commuter fight, and in the morning with your toast and mama lady. Oh, who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall, who listens to radio? Only 150 million.
150 million. To learn more about becoming a sponsor, call me at 407-373-5959. That's 407-373-5959. This is Lillian McDermott, and I'll be right here waiting for you. Teens whose parents drive distracted are twice as likely to also drive distracted. Our children look up to us. They pick up our habits, good and bad. What behaviors are you teaching your children while you drive? Eating, texting, putting on makeup? What distractions would you give up if it meant saving your child's life? Be the driver you want your teen to be. End distracted driving. Visit ndd.org to learn more. This is Lillian McDermott, and I'm glad FM 100.3, The Biz, cares about you. Hello, my listening friend. The Lillian McDermott Radio Show is new to this area and is looking for a few good friends to become sponsors. Becoming a sponsor is an affordable way to grow your business. No matter the size, large or small, we have a budget that's right for you. To learn more about becoming a sponsor, call me at 407-373-5959. That's 407-373-5959. This is Lillian McDermott, and I'll be right here waiting for you. The Lillian McDermott Radio Show has brought great teachers who have taught us that our bodies can heal naturally and without toxicity. Not everyone has access to this information, and insurance does not pay for holistic therapies. After learning this truth, I started a foundation. McDermott Holistic Healing Foundation is in its infancy and can use your help. Go to McDermottHolisticHealingFoundation.org, register, donate, and heal. McDermottHolisticHealingFoundation.org is here for you. Hello, my listening friend. The Lillian McDermott Radio Show is new to this area and is looking for a few good friends to become sponsors. Becoming a sponsor is an affordable way to grow your business. No matter the size, large or small, we have a budget that's right for you. To learn more about becoming a sponsor, call me at 407-373-5959. That's 407-373-5959. This is Lillian McDermott, and I'll be right here waiting for you.
You can text Lillian McDermott or leave her a voicemail at 407-373-5959. Once again, here's Lillian.
Welcome back to the Lillian McDermott Radio Show, where I'm so enjoying Mark and Kim Ramirez. I'm so glad they're back. We had them on not too long ago, well, actually a while ago, and we were only able to hear their story for just a little bit. And while we were on the break, we talked about some of the foods that they have for special celebrations. And so today we are learning from Kim and Mark Ramirez, chickpea and bean. And let's talk a little bit more about how this gift of a whole food plant-based style. And by the way, I believe that the doctors of Forks Over Knives, that documentary changed my life as well. And mm-hmm. I love Eating You Alive. And all these documentaries, little by little, that's how we educate ourselves. And of course, listening to the show and going to chickpeaandbean.com. You can go to chickpeaandbean.com for some recipes, a little bit more about their story and what they're doing. So this little, you know, I want Mark to do better. This video, Forks Over Knives. Kim, this was life-changing for not just your husband, Mark, but for your children and for people that you have impacted. So let's talk about what has come from this gift that keeps on giving. What are you doing now with this information?
Well, we, of course, were thrilled when Mark's glucose levels started dropping so rapidly. And then when he got off the medications and got off the insulin, we were so happy. It helped our emotional lives. It helped our marriage. It helped our psychologically, because we had hope. We felt like we were in control. We also felt a little frustrated and angry because no healthcare professional ever suggested eating this way as a way to combat diabetes. So we started our nonprofit Chickpea and Bean to educate people and to let them know about this lifestyle and to let them know it might help them too, because so many people are suffering and they don't have any idea that this might help them. And people have a right to know. They have a right to choose if they want to try this way or not. And the message is not getting out there to enough people. So that is our mission now, is to educate people about the benefits of whole plant-based nutrition.
Yes, and I want to add to something you just said, Kim. You know, we talked about how, Mark was talking about his mom was taking pills, and then those pills turned into more pills and more pills and more pills. And so what I'm equating the pill is permission. The pill gives us permission to continue eating the way that the body needs to change. The pill gives us, it says, you know, like, okay, you take this pill and you can still eat all the meat and all the pies and all the sugar and all the fats. But what if there were no pill for whatever it is that the body is telling you? The body is telling you something's wrong, and you just take the pill and give it more of what it can't handle. And then the doctor calls it a disease. It's a symptom, is the body speaking to us.
Right.
So with that in mind, what is your foundation doing? What is the purpose of the foundation? Do you go and you give classes? What is it that you're doing?
We do. We are Food for Life instructors through Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine. So we do classes. Sometimes we do them out of our home. We do large kickstarts in the community where we might have more than 50 people. And one time we did it from a yoga studio. Another time we did it in a community center. We also have Plant Plunges, which are online classes where people can join a weekly class with us. They get a phone consultation, and we share a lot of resources with them to sort of help them and hold their hand in the beginning until they learn what to do. And then we sort of send them on their way, but we still have resources that they can come back to Chickpea and Bean if they need more ideas or they want more support.
Yes.
So we do a lot here in the Detroit metro area face to face. And we also do things online to help people who want to know more and know more about Mark's story. And with men too, there's this unfortunate idea that eating plant-based isn't manly. And that's so not true. And Mark's great at promoting it to men.
Yeah, Mark, and talk about your manliness and what.
You know, it's interesting because growing up, Lillian, it was meat. Hey, you're a football player. You need to be big and strong, a ton of meat, you know, cheese and protein and chicken. And this, you know, this will get you big and strong. And that was my mentality. Hey, that's all I ever was taught and learned. So that's what I did. But, I talk about diabetes, blood pressure, and cholesterol. Some of the things you'll learn on our website if you go there, too, and I'll share here real quick. I also had ED, erectile dysfunction. I had psoriasis all over my scalp. I had heartburn very, very frequently. I was overweight, and I didn't sleep well. So not only did I have those three chronic conditions, but I had all these other issues compounded on top of those three. And so once we started eating this way, all of those conditions I just mentioned, the ED, the diabetes, the blood pressure, the cholesterol, the psoriasis, the heartburn, and the obesity all went away. Fixing the foods literally fixed my life, my health. And it's just been an amazing ride because Kim has been on this ride with me. My family, my two children are pretty much eating the same way we do. So now we see, hope for the future. Whereas before I thought, man, my kids are going to get the same DNA. They're going to be struggling with diabetes and they're going to have, I'm going to go through amputations and blindness. I might not get to see them, get married, or my grandkids who I haven't even met yet. God willing, I'll have plenty of them. I don't want to be in a nursing home. I don't want to be dead enjoy it.
And I just wanted to add too, when we first started doing this and Mark went off the insulin, I used to think, okay, good. Now if our children develop type 2 diabetes, they'll know what to do. And now my attitude has changed beyond that. I know that now that they're eating mostly the way we do, they're never going to develop type 2 diabetes. So it's really empowering because to know that you're in control.
Yeah, these are lifestyle diseases. And when we hear our bodies say, hey, this isn't good. No, I don't like this. I am inflamed. I'm angry. This is the body speaking to us. Oh, yeah, I'm a little bloated. Well, this is what I'm telling you because you ate that. And we ignore our body. So, Mark, I would love for you to talk to the men out there. And then I'll ask Kim to talk to the women out there as to this change. I mean, you're a manly man. You're tall, you're handsome, you're sporty. And so what can you say to not even the men, but the Hispanic men as well?
Yeah. So here's what I would tell you. If you want to be a real man, you're going to take care of your family. And to do that, you have to take care of yourself, right? Because you're going to be no good to them if you're in a nursing home or if, God forbid, you have a heart attack and die. So if you truly want to be a real man, let's eat in a way that will sustain us to be the healthiest possible for as long as possible, right? A whole food, plant-based lifestyle, that's the way. It's been proven time and time again that is the best way to eat to help nourish this amazing machine that is our body. And while you're helping yourself along this way, you're also going to be helping the animals and the planet. So it's not only for you, but it's for everything around you as well. And again, don't think you're going to pop a pill when life is great. Oh, now I can go have sex. Do the things that will cause that inflammation in your arteries to work properly again, and you'll be amazed at how your body will thrive.
Thank you. Thank you, Mark. And Kim, what would you like to say?
Oh, from a female perspective, going through menopause right now, it's been relatively easy. I have not had any hot flashes. I think it's because I'm not eating hormones, so my body's natural hormones are balancing really nicely. So I just wanted to throw that in there. It's helped menopause too. So
I love that. I love that. And everybody has their own response. Everybody has their own story. But unless they take that first step, and I think that your story, what captured my heart about your story is that you're doing this together and that you have every reason to give up and say, I can't give up my meat. Oh, I can't give up my pie. But you said, instead, I'm going to embrace health. I'm not going to think of lack. I'm going to think of abundance. And well done. Well done, Chickpea and Bean.
So thank you
so much for the two of you for coming on the Lillian McDermott Radio Show.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you for having us. It was an honor.
And to you, my listening friend, once you learn a new truth, You can't unlearn it. Figure out different ways that this new truth can support your life today. And please remember, I'll be right here waiting for you worldwide at whenyouneedafriend.com. This is Lillian McDermott wishing you love, peace, joy, and unexpected abundance. Make it the best day ever.
The opinions and advice expressed on the Lillian McDermott radio show are intended for the individual callers and guests on the program and are presented to our wider audience solely for general educational purposes. Please act responsibly and consult personally with your own medical, psychological, or nutritional expert.